Ajanacharya, Brahmachari, Pitamaha, Bhishma Dev ki jai, Bhishma Panchaka Brat ki jai, Kartik Niyam Seva Brat ki jai. So this is these last 5 days of Kartik. Are very special. They're mentioned throughout Puran, Skanda and Padma Puran. In other Purans, they have Mahatmyams glorifying these 5 days, and the many great sages and rishis who observe this Vrat, so we can get strength from them also, because one needs a lot of strength and mercy of Guru and Acharyas to perform any vrata. In the Rag Marg, the Raganugya Bhaktas, they call out for the help of the great Raganuga Bhaktas, because the followers of Rag Marg, they are being guided by Sanatana Goswami and Sambandha Gyan, Sambandha Tattva. Rupa Goswami in Abhideya Tattva, the practice of Sadhana Bhajan, and by Raghunath Das Goswami in cultivating the inner bhajan of Manjari Sarup and inner meditation on one's eternal identity or Siddhadeha, which is the ultimate practice to lead to the Prayojana, the ultimate necessity of the living entity, which is, of course, Radha Krishna Yuga Prem, Seva, in the groves of Vrindavan. We don't feel we have any inner strength. We may have physical strength to do some physical task, lift a weight, run a mile, walk a long distance. But to perform vratas for the pleasure of Krishna and for our own self-purification, which will be pleasing to Krishna. Krishna is pleased with purity, pure mind, shuddhaman, and pure heart, vishaya charya, se mukhe majiya. Vishaya charya kabe shuddha habe man. Kabe haba herabo shri Vrindavan dham. Shuddha man Vrindavan dham. Vrindavan dham is a pure place. Krishna lives in a pure place with pure people, with pure mellows and pure motivation and pure ideas and pure desires. Pure means no selfishness, no independent idea, no me-ism. It's all you-ism. It's all Krishna, Krishna conception. So how to become pure? We become pure by following Shastra, performing material fasting, grape juice fast, water fast, etc., wheatgrass juice fast. These may be somewhat healthy for the physical body because they remove the contaminations of mal and other unwanted things collected in the body. So they are considered some type of purificatory rites. Fasting for physical purification, good health. But it has nothing to do with Prayojana Tattva. It has nothing to do with spirituality. And it has nothing to do with pleasing Krishna. There's a big difference between physical purity gained by mundane fasting and chitta shuddh, or purity of consciousness and purity of heart gained by shastric fasting. Hari Vasara, Ekadasi Brat, shastric fasting example. Chaturmasya Brat, 4-month Vrat, that is Shastric fasting. And this Kartik Vrat is so much glorified throughout the Shastras because this is the special dispensation month. Vaishak month and Magh Mas and Kartik month are three of the most beneficial and spiritually promoting months of the year. There are specific Mahatmyas written about these months. Magh, Mahima, Magh is January, February. Vaishak, Mahima, this is April, May, like this, April, May. And then there is Kartik, which is October, November. Very special months to please the Lord and please the Lord's various expansions. And the Shastras say, fast on these days. So it looks similar to mundane fasting. We abstain from grains or from water in some cases, or food itself and only water. So mundane people do this, but their minds stay the same. Their minds remain they elevate the vibration of their body, improve the vibration of their physical being from tamagun, so much slug, crud and things. So all this contamination, disease in the body is simply accumulation of ignorance. So all these remedial measures of fasting, etc., remove the ignorance from the body. The ignorance and passion, and try to create a sattvic physical situation. But they do not purify the mind. What purifies the mind? Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Only yoga, meditation on some aspect of God. Contact with God purifies the mind. Pranava Omkara. Sarva Vedeshu. Pranava, he says, Krishna says Gita. Sarva Vedeshu. What does he say? Rasamama Sukonteya Pramasmi Shasi Shriya. Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. The pranava. The pranava is a particular mantra called Om. A-U-M. Many yogis and everywhere invade, no matter whether you're a Mayavad or whether you're Vaishnav, you will chant mantra. 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 Man means mind. Tra means to purify. Deliver the mind from Maya. Brahmabhuta Prasanatma. So every mantra begins with Om. Om Tat Sat. Om Vishnave Namaha. Om Namo Narayan. Even a Mayavadi may say, Namo Narayan. Om Namo Narayan. So Om, this is God. This is spiritual contact. So everyone who is performing some type of yoga, he's chanting some type of mantra connected with the Brahman aspect of God, or the Paramatma, or the Bhagavan conception, personal conception. Om Tad Vishnu Param Sada. Om Tad Vishnu. Om, of course, is there. Rig Ved. Om Tad Vishnu. Vishnu is Vishnu. Vishnu Upasanam. So this way, one will chant mantra, become purified. It's recommended in Shastra. And then the Shastras recommend fasting. When we perform fasting, we also chant mantra. And it pleases the Lord because he said, do this, it will please me. And you'll become pure. Pure means liberated from tamagun, liberated from passion and ignorance, liberated from the body. Mantra. Mantra and fasting. Shastric fasting and Shastric mantra chanting liberates the soul from this physical body. You can fast, physically fast, mundane fast for 10 million lifetimes, never get liberation. You simply modulate and mollify and pacify. It's called shamak, dosh shamak. You'll balance the doshas and balance the energies of the body. And as I said, elevate yourself or remove the mal, or mal is ignorance. Remove the mal means darkness, as you know, means filth. Filth means ignorance. By wrong thinking, we accumulate mental mal. By wrong diet and behavior and eating, we accumulate physical mal, ignorance in the body, and they cause forgetfulness of God, laziness, lethargy, illusion, doubt, misconception, misunderstanding. So then one performs some mundane fasting, he gets to where I feel very clear. I feel very clear-headed. Many people say this. We perform many mundane fasts in our previous life. 7-day water fast and all these things. Grape juice fast. Many types of fasting. And we had our direct experience. It's all mundane promotion. Clarity of thought, peacefulness of the senses, increased determination, higher energy level, less sleep, clearer mind, more attention span. That's nice. It's simply relishing the joy of sattva, freedom from mal, ignorance. But it's not transcendental. It is not spiritual. Because nowhere Krishna says, I'll be very pleased if you fast from water, or fast from food. I'll be very pleased if you eat grapes. But I live. I will love you and give myself to you 2 days a month. I have a sale on bhakti. There's a bhakti sale on 2 days a month. Okay, work like an ass for 28 days a month. Pursue your material desires full on. And 2 days a month, you don't go to work. It's his requirement. If a king is in charge of the government, he declares a holiday. When Ambarish Maharaj was ruling, and King Mandaka and other kings, 2 days every month, aside from Saturday and Sunday, were holidays. No one was allowed to work. It's called Harivasara. 11 days after Purnima, 11 days after, 11 days after Amavasya, and 11 days after Purnima. So this is called Ekadashi. This is called Harivas. I live here, so you live with me for 2 days a month. But yet people work on Ekadashi. This is not proper. This is not Vedic. Oh, my boss makes me work. Well, that's unfortunate. Get a new boss. Or become the boss. That's better. Call in sick for 2 days. You call in sick when you oversleep in the wedding party. So for Maya, you can call in sick. Relativities. Oh, I'm sick. I'm sorry. Okay, you're sick. I'm sorry, you too. But Harivasara, Chalega. It's another day. Anyone who's actually Vaishnav, or anyone who has any contact with Vedic culture, he can't work on these days. Why? Because he wants to attain God. And Krishna is saying, anyone who fasts, kings who are ruling entire kingdoms say, no one to work on Harivasara day in my kingdom. And every living entity in this kingdom must fast on this day. Even animals had to fast. All human beings had to do nirjal. All animals could not eat grains. They could not feed grains to the horses or the camels or the goats. They all have animals, no? These are domestic animals, camel, goat, horse, buffalo, cow. No grains. Falahar. This is the law of the kingdom. Vedic king. Now it's all upside down. Ulta Dharma. Because they were guided by Shastra Chakshush, the vision of Shastra, that deep vision, that transcendental vision. Shastra is transcendental. It emanates from the breathing of Vishnu. Vishnu is Satchidananda Vigraha. Whatever comes from Satchidananda Vigraha is Satchidananda Vigraha. His breathing is Satchidananda Vigraha. His form is Satchidananda Vigraha. He doesn't have bones. He doesn't have stool, urine, pus, bile, air, all these things. So he exhales and the Vedas come. Vedas are the transcendental breath of Vishnu. His mercy breath. One breath he breathes creation. Oh yeah, they need some knowledge. The breathing of Vishnu, Veda. And so in the Veda you'll find what he wants to say. I'm very pleased if one fasts on my day. My day is Vas. Vas means residence. Harivasara. Live with me 24 hours. Don't sleep. Don't eat. You want to attain me forever? Then live with me for 2 days a month. Kings did it. Queens did it. But we can't do it. We're so weak. Kali Yugites. I can't live without food. I will die. Then you meet someone the next day. I do Nirjal for 1 month. I know. I have one godbrother, Indian godbrother. He does Nirjal for Kartik. 30 days. I said, it seems humanly impossible. How do you get water? And his reply was, when I take a shower, some water comes through my skin. Very interesting. Drinking water through your skin on a fast day. That was his reply. At any rate, you can do a lot more than your mind thinks you can do. The mind, if you want to live in your mind, you'll do nothing. Because your mind is tamasic. Kali Yuga means tamasic mind. Kali Yuga mind says eat and eat and eat. And Kali Yuga mind says sleep and sleep and sleep. And Kali Yuga mind says sex and sex and sex. And Kali Yuga mind says fight and fight and fight. That's all. So if you live in your mind, you're in Kali. Kali lives in the mind. Because what do you store in your mind? Money. Where does Kali live? In gold. Interesting, huh? When Kali was going to be killed by Pariksha, he said, where can I live? He said, you can live where gold is stored. Where is gold stored? In our minds. What are we always thinking about? Money! That means gold. That means Kali lives in the mind. Can you argue the point? This is Kali Yuga. So our mind is mal, tamasic. So we therefore we need mantra. Mantrayate. The mind must be liberated from the stool-like contamination of Kali Yuga. Mantra and Shastric fasting. So we fast all day, or we fast the best we can, and we chant mantra all day, and we become liberated. Why? Anukalyena Krishnanu. Nyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadiravritam. Anukalyena Krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. This shilanam, anushilanam, these activities, shilanam means cultivation, action, sadhana, one after the other. Anushilanam, the daily moment-to-moment cultivation of activities which are pleasing and satisfying to Krishna, these are called bhakti angas. And they're anukulya. I am doing this for you, Krishna. If you do something for me, okay, fine. Oh, it's painful. And we say bhakti is this. In the material world, it's all loss and no gain. Everyone loses. Does anyone gain? Does anyone fight? Anyone win over death? Anyone conquer death? So it's all loss and no gain. All is lost. Family, kingdom, wealth, body, position, prestige. All gone. All loss and no gain. But in bhakti, there's no loss and all gain. To lose your ego, is that a loss? To lose your lust, is that a loss? To lose your greed and envy, is that a loss? It's the greatest gain. And to lose, drop out of the samsara and never die again, is that a loss? It's the greatest gain, the greatest victory, the greatest fortune. Only possible by bhakti bhajan. So bhakti bhajan means devotion, pleasing activities. Krishna says, do it, I like it. Okay, you find happiness in torturing me. Very good. So torture me, find happiness. This is Radharani's mentality. Radharani is the greatest, purest devotee of Krishna, Bhagavan. She says, torture me. You like it? Makes you happy? Then that's my happiness. You're torturing me. But you find happiness in that. Okay. This is the highest definition of love. One thing, one definition of prema is, no matter what the lover does, I tolerate and go on loving my lover. no rejection, no divorce, no separation, no annulment. And it's explained the highest definition of pure love or divine love, prema, is given unto Lila by Radharani herself. First, Radharani gives a very beautiful definition. This is love. What is love? Ashlishyava paravatam panashtamam adarshnam mamatam karotiva yata tata va vidadati lampanto mat prananata susevana para. And then Radharani gives a commentary on her shloka over several verses in Nanti Lila, chapter 20 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radharani says, Sri Radha Uvacha, Sri Bhagavati Uvacha, Sri Bhagavati Uvacha, Radharani. She says that even if my Krishna, if he finds happiness in making me unhappy and breaking my heart and agitating me and disturbing me and trampling me and ruining me, even if he finds great happiness in that, because he has some type of sadistic tendencies to torture others and derive happiness by making others unhappy and suffer. He enjoys my suffering. He finds happiness in my unhappiness and sadness. Then, very well, very good. I consider that torture, that unhappiness, that suffering to be my greatest source of happiness. Achintya, bhav, inconceivable mood of love, unequaled. No one can equal that intensity of love and attachment, dedication, and submission of Srimati Radhika to her Lord, her Sri Krishna. So how to get that intense loving mood means purity. Cheto Darpana Marjana. We must become pure. So these opportunities are very advantageous times to become pure. Ekadasi Brat Hari Vasara. It's not the time to be lazy. Oh, I can't do it. Is there anything the mind will tell you you can do? Is there anything your mind will tell you, yes, you can do it? Do it. Your mind will always say, no, you can't do it. Why bother? Why try? Sit down, relax, go to sleep. It's Kali. We have to say no. No to the mind. I read the Shastra, then they open my eyes. Shastra Chakshush. I mean, Shastra opens an ignorant eye. And Guru is gives the eye to understand the Shastra. Shastra without Guru is inconceivable. Science book without teacher is inconceivable. Guru Chakshus, Shastra Chakshus. So when one gets the eye, then he sees, I'm in ignorance, I'm stupid, I'm lazy, I'm foolish. Manda samanda matyo. Manda bhagar padrata. Abhagya, I'm lazy. Let's be honest. Impossible in Kali Yuga. It's the age of lying. It's the age of cheating. The first person we lie to is ourselves. The first person we cheat is ourselves. And the first person we delude is ourselves. We're the biggest cheater. Who are we cheating? Ourselves. I have unlimited energy, but I'm lazy. I have unlimited perception and knowledge, but I'm foolish and ignorant. I have unlimited ability to love, but I'm full of hatred, envy, and selfishness. What happened? Covering. Maya. Illusion. Misconception. So then, open our eyes. Om Anjana Timirandasya. Timirandasya. Om Anjana. I am swallowed by a timingila fish of ignorance. Nothing bigger, nothing more powerful. One gulp, pop, swallows a whale. Timingila swallows a whale swallows a shark, and a shark swallows a man. So that's big. And Maya swallows everyone. Haribo. Omangana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasme Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Guru. So then, Shastra is telling Kartik Brat, very wonderful, nice. Kartik's telling, and is telling Bhishma Panchaka, once Lord Krishna met with Bhishma. He said, my dear Bhishma, you're my great devotee. You're a Mahajan. This has been declared by Yamaraj in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Pralado Janako Bhishmo. That verse is there. Kumara Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapilo Manu Pralado Janako Bhishmo. Pralado Janako Bhishmo. Balir Vayasakir Vayam. Listen, I want to tell you something. You should really listen to me. You don't have to pay attention to other people. But when I speak, it's a good idea to listen. Why? Who am I? I'm Yamaraj. You think it's a good idea to listen to me? Because I'm going to tell you something by which, if you learn what I'm telling you, if you accept what I'm telling you and surrender what I'm telling you, you'll never see me. Is that a good idea? I'm telling you, you know, I am death. I am death personified, Mr. Death. And I will tell you how not to meet me. I will tell you how to never see me and never come to Yamapuri. I will tell you how to never die. You have to find a great soul. Mahajana Yena Kata Sapanta. You have to follow the Panta, the path of the Mahajan, of those great souls who realize God and see God. Who are they? How can I find them, Yamaraj? Where are they? Oh, you don't know. Swayambhur. Who is Swayambhur? Who is Swayambhur? Self-born, Swayam. Lord Brahma. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Shiva. Shankar Bhagavan Ki. The four Kumaras, Kumara, Lord Kapila, Devahuti's son, and the Manu, 14 Manus, various Manus in different time periods in the universe, Swayambhuva, Manu. And then, Prahlad, everyone knows Prahlad, Matirna Krishne, Parato Satova, Mitobi Padyeta Grihavartanam, Punak Punak Charvata, was it? Adanta Gobir Vishitanta Mishram Punashcharvita Charvananam. He's a great teacher in seventh canto Bhagavatam, 5-year-old guru. Acharya can be 5 years old. Oh no, you must be Indian. You must be born in a Brahmin family. Only Brahmin can be guru. Prahlad Maharaj is a daitya, demon. Son of a Rakshas. Very good guru. Who's your father? He's a Rakshas. Acha, Dandavad Maharaj. Please give me mantra. You're qualified. Guna and karma are more important. You are judged by what you do, not by how you take birth. So this is the point. Yamaraj is telling how to get free from death. Find a Mahajan and surrender to him. Bali Maharaj is a Mahajan. He's a demon. Is he a Brahmin?
Yes.
He's a Brahmin too.
Prahlad Maharaj is
grandson. Yeah, so all the Virochan, son. Vayasakir Vayam, Veda Vyas. Vayasaki is actually translated as a son. Avyas, Sukadev, Sukadev. And myself, I also know religious principles, but it's better to find out from somebody else first. Yamaraj is speaking. You can learn about religion and not come to hell and not see death and not see me. And if you don't find any of these guys, then I'll tell you about it. But it might be too late. Once I lock you up and put you in the prison, then I'll tell you how to behave yourself. But it's too late. You're in the prison. Better somebody else tells you how to behave yourself so you don't go to the prison. So then they have to find someone like Shukadeva Goswami. That means a Bhagavat. A Bhagavat is a worshiper of Shukadeva Goswami. Bhagavat. There's the book Bhagavat. There's Granta Bhagavat. And there's the whatever they say. Bhakta Bhagavat. Is it? Person Bhagavat. Bhakta Bhagavat. He is Shukadev. Shukadev. He is relishing the fruit of realization of God. Shukat goes to mango. Tota, parrot. He pecks inside with his beak. There's saliva in his beak. Parrot saliva, tota saliva. That saliva goes from his mouth into the mango. If you eat that portion of the mango bitten by the parrot, it'll be very sweet. Sweeter than the other portion of the same mango. Because it's been increased, the sweetness has increased by association with that parrot. So Shukadev is that person who has relished the sweetness of Dev. Shukadev. Dev means Govindadev, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead. So you have to find, where is Shukadev Goswami? He's in the Bhagavat. The Bhagavat, the person, Bhakta Bhagavat, is someone who's relishing the sweet fruit of Krishna consciousness. And he knows Govindadev. So then he's representative of Shukadev. So he's a Bhagavat. He's representing the Bhagavat. Bhagavat, and the Bhagavat was spoken by Shukadev Goswami. So that was 5,000 years ago. Who is speaking the Bhagavat now? The Bhakta Bhagavat. Yes. And because he's speaking the Bhagavat now, he is a representative of Shukadev, so he is for all intents and purposes Shukadev. Why? Because Shuka has a quality to bite the mango of Krishna consciousness, prema, increase the sweetness and make it more appreciable and acceptable and approachable to the next person who approaches that Krishna conception. And he relishes that sweetness and glorifies and brings everyone to God, Shukadev. Very nice name. And Yamraj. So, who is mentioned here? Bhishma. In Mahabharata, we find a whole beautiful section called Bhishma Parva. And in there, there's so many very important instructions for the peaceful and happy functioning of the Varnas. Varna Ashram duties. One day, this same person, Bhishma, who is a great devotee of the Lord, Krishna met him. And he said, I want to tell you about a very special brat. This was in Dwapara Yuga, towards the end. Of course, before the Mahabharata war, what you call Kurukshetra war in the Mahabharata. And it was not long ago. He said, listen, Bhish, Ma, there is a wonderful brat that I know about that many great rishis and sages have performed in Satyuga, Tretyuga, and early in Dwapara Yuga. Great sages like Vasishtha Muni. When did Vasishtha Muni live? He was the Kula Guru of Maharaj Dasarat and Ram Chandra, the family guru, and he lived in Treta Yuga, which was about 2 million years ago. So Bhishma Panchaka was good 2 million years ago. And it's still good today. Gold was good 1 million years ago. And 1,000 years ago. And is gold still good today? Is it valuable? Desirable? So Bhishma Panchaka Brat is very valuable. And very beneficial. And very desirable. If someone is intelligent, they'll accumulate gold. If someone's intelligent, they'll accumulate Bhishma Panchakas. So Brigamoni performed this Brat in Satyuga. Gargamoni. Ambarish Maharaj. He gave up all his royal happiness and Treta. So throughout the Yuga, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, And Kali Yuga, Bhishma Brat is existing. It was called Vishnu Brat. It had different names. Vishnu Upacha, Vishnopacha, Vishnopacha. In Padmapurana, it's called Vishnopacha. In some places, it's called Bhishma Panchaka. It's Panchaka, Panchagavya, Panchatiti. The number, the key number here is Panch. Panchatiti, Panchadin, Panchagavya. And when doing puja to the Lord, this Pancha Upachara. Five different fruits are offered at one time if you want, if you're doing any kind of, you know, specific thing. You offer five different fruits at one time and five different flowers. And you offer five different, you have five ghee lamps. So one offering we do, we'll do, we'll offer five ghee lamps to Thakurji. Then again five, and again five. Five is a lucky number. Panch. Pancha Tattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
Ananda.
Sri Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Five becomes many. Many worship five. Five comes from two. Two comes from one. All comes from Krishna. Eko Bahusham. So this is the 5 days, the big five. So we have to offer five. So we should offer, what can we offer Bhishma? Our five life heirs. Pancha Pran. Apan Vayu, Apan Pran, and Udan Pran. One Pran goes in, one Pran comes out. One prana goes up, one prana goes down, one prana goes all around. These are the circulating five pancha prana in the human body. So we offer our pancha prana. How does one offer his pancha prana? By not eating. Because when you don't eat, your different pranas, they move in different ways to purify the body. When you don't eat, and you don't drink water, especially on this Ekadasi, then all the pancha pranas become finely tuned and adjusted automatically. A upavas, a nirja. Of course, by doing jagran, they become disturbed. Very interesting. Very interesting. Some good, some bad. However, who is controlling the pran? Paramatma. So the ultimate adjuster of this body, the ultimate maintainer of this body, and the ultimate health giver of this body is not you, but Paramatma. You live, he lets you live. You die, he lets you die. Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. It's his will. We live, it's his will. We die, it's his will. Man and wife will to have a son, will to have a child. Try again. I know one couple, 8 years are trying. Oh, Maharaj, please bless me, child, this, that, other thing. I said, forget about my blessings. Do Govardhan Parikrama, bathe in Radhakun. They bathe in Radhakun, Balasmi, they go around Parikrama, and what do you know? They got a child. Will of Krishna. If Krishna is pleased, all adjustment will be made. All your pancha prana will be made. All your desires will be fulfilled. So it all depends on Krishna's pleasure. And Krishna is pleased by pure minds. And Krishna is pleased by pure bodies. You see the continuum of the presentation. And Krishna is pleased by pure behavior and pure speech. So how do we become pure? By shastric fasting and mantra chanting, which is also from shastra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is Vaishnava mantra. Om. And then there's Om Tat Sat in Mayavad. Om Tat Tvamasi. Om Tat Tvamasi. Mayavad. Shankar. Om. But Om is Krishna. This is the trick. Every Vedic mantra, whether you want Brahma Suyuja Mukti, or whether you want Savishesh Brahma, or Nirvishesh Brahma, you want Vaishnava conception, or Mayavad, Shankara conception, you must chant Om. Om is Krishna's flute transforming into the vibration that touches and arranges and moves the material world is Om. And the original vibration of the flute of Krishna in the spiritual world moves and transforms this. The original vibration of Krishna's flute in the spiritual world moves, maintains, and transforms the spiritual vastu and energy. And then when that vibration moves and comes through the paravyom and goes through the coverings of the universe, it becomes Om. And everyone dances. The electrons dance, the protons dance. Everything's dancing. This way, that way. Original Om. Everything begins with Shabda. All of creation begins with sound. Did you ever hear the Bible? There's something called Bible. It says, in the beginning was sound. In the beginning was the word. Is word sound? Word means Shabda. The original sound is Shabda Brahman. Shabda Brahman is Om. All language is there. All creation. Ah, U, M. This is the sum total of all language. Krishna says in Gita, among mantras, matras I am A. It's translated in English. Among letters I am A. A. U, M. Vowel, two vowels, one consonant. These are the foundation of all communication. There's no creation without communication. Think of it. Communication means sound. This material creation started with sound. What sound? Ta, pa, ah, om. Om is a substratum. The original vibration from Krishna's flute, as I said, moves, maintains, and transforms everything in the spiritual world. What's the proof? Everyone's dancing. Everyone's singing. Every step is a dance, moved by the flute. Transform? Krishna plays the flute. Transform? Water going this way, Yamuna going backwards. Transform? Liquid lake becomes solid. Krishna plays the flute, water turns into rock. Krishna plays the flute. The solid rocks in Govardhan melt in pools of liquid minerals flowing down Govardhan. Liquid sulfur, liquid, all this. It's called transformation. But eternal transformation. It goes like this. It becomes solid and liquid. No diminishing. So this is the power of mantra. It will purify and elevate. Mantra backed by tapa becomes tapa balam, very strong. So we fast in these days. All the great rishis did it. All the great kings did it. And so the Lord said, listen, my dear Bhishma, Pitamaha, O Mahajan, I'm revealing this fast to you. Just like some very kind-hearted person revealed this Bhishma Panchaka fast to our ears somewhere in our sojourn towards purity and perfection and spiritual attainment. Do you know there's a fast called Bhishma Panchaka? Acha? What is that? It's cow dung. Wow. It's cow urine. Ah. It's milk. Ah. It's yogurt. Ah. It's sweet rice. Ah. Madaram samapayat. Madaram samapayat. The end should be sweet. The conclusion, samapayat, should be sweet. This is a principle in Vedic drama. No unhappy endings. All happy endings. So we start with gober and we get sweet rice. Very good ending. The progression is this. Ekadasi titi gober. Dwadasi titi mutra. Trayodasi titi yogurt. Ghee. Chaturdasi. Chaturdasi titi yogurt. Purnima titi milk. On this day, it is sweet rice. Because, for some reasons. One thing is, this is how we're breaking the fast, according to Shastra. And we've been fasting from grains. It's a Falahara fast. So the most pleasing grain to Bhagavan is payasam. Payasa means kheer. Kheer means rice and milk and sugar and other things. So therefore, on the last day, as other days, we offer sweet rice, which has milk in it, in case you don't know. Sweet rice is made from milk. And then it has rice to break the falahara. So you feed, it's after 12 o'clock, after the Vijay Muhurta, 12 o'clock midday, the Brahmins are fed and given dan and charity and mirrors and beds and all these things. And then one breaks the fast with maha sweet rice, nitai gaur. That breaks the bija panchaka brat. That is the fifth, that is panchagavya, milk. What is panchagavya? Five items produced from the cow. Gober, urine, ghee, milk,
yogurt.
And it manifests in this brat, in these forms, for particular purposes, which I said. Now, after honoring, that's a great way. The Gujaratis will love it, because they love to take sweets first. So first you start breakfast with sweet rice. This is the niyam. You may prefer to eat your sweet rice with as your dessert. Because in America, you eat everything and then you eat your dessert, which is your ice cream, an apple pie. Mom's apple pie. Nothing else. Must be mom's. Can't be grandma's. Can't be store-bought. And then there's the chuck-a-chuck. So when Lord Krishna told Bhishma about this brat, he said, my dear Bhishma Dev, if you perform this brat, then you will get whatever you want, I will give you. Anything you want, I will give you. What do you want? I want God. Love. Krishna Prem. Prem Seva Radha. And Radha Kund. At any rate, one should formulate a sankalp that I'm executing such and such brat for the pleasure of Bhishma Dev and Lord Krishna and all the Mahajans in hopes that they will be pleased and by their satisfaction and pleasure they will bestow upon me the first blessing of purity, purity of mind and heart. And whatever I'm asking for will simply be an expression of that purified heart. When my mind and heart are purified, then I want to love God. I want to serve God. So my sankalpa will be for more service and for more bhakti and more seva here and in the spiritual world. So then Krishna said, what do you want? Bhishma Dev said, I only want one thing. I want Mrityu Icha. Mrityu Icha. I want this benediction. Please give me the benediction that I can die and leave my body when I Icha, when I desire, and not before. So Krishna said, Bhavatu, let it be. So then, some time passed. And a war broke out between the Pandavas and the Kauravas, which you know well, or heard about, at least you saw on TV, or maybe heard about someone seeing it on TV, or heard about someone who heard about it who saw it on TV. And this way you have very clear knowledge of the Mahabharata. And they fought in Kurukshetra, in UP somewhere. And Bhishma Dev was fighting on behalf of the Kauravas by some arrangement of God. And he was shot up with a bunch of arrows and lying on a bed of arrows. And then he said, yes, now I want to call upon my boon that I gained by this fast, which Krishna said, if you perform this fast, henceforward I will call this fast Bhishma Panchaka. If you do it. If you don't do it, it will remain Vishnopacha. Vishnopaka. Vishnopaka. He'll remain named after me. The 5 days of worshipping. The 5 days of worshipping Vishnu with five things and all these five. Panchapran and so many different things.
Pancha Indriya, Pancha Pran. It means your whole body. From pran, if you have the pran, you have the indriya. the panch, gyan indriya, and the panch, karma indriya. The five working senses and the five knowledge acquiring senses. They all depend on the pran. You have pancha pran, you're alive. Your senses may not work here and there, but that's okay. You can live without some of your knowledge acquiring senses. You can live without eyes. People are blind. But you can't live without pran. Bina pran, bina jivan. So this is the essential thing we offer to Krishna as our pancha pran. And therefore he's called my mero prana nath. Prana nath. Our prananath is Krishna, and Krishna's prananath is Radha. We have prananath, and he has Praneshwari. Praneshwari Radha. Radha is the controller, and the lord, and master, and queen of my life errors. If she winks at me, I live. If she ignores me, I die. My life is in Radha's hands. My life is in Radha's heart. If she accepts me, and accepts my service, I live. If she neglects me and refuses to accept my service, I die. Of course, God never dies. It's a figure of speech. But his heart breaks. He becomes upset. And he's in anguish and anxious, and he cries in separation, "Oh, Radha, Radha, Radha. Kotai go prema mai radhe radhe." This is Krishna's prayer. Kotai go prema mai. Oh, my prema mai Radha, where are you? Are you in the kunj of Radhakund? I went there, you're not there. Because Jatila didn't let you out of the house. And I hold my head in my hands and I look at Radhakund and I cry. And the Sakyamanjari say, "Why are you crying?" And then Krishna says, "Because I'm separated from my Swamini, Priyaji Radha. And I'm so sad, I want to give up my life. If I don't meet her in the next few minutes, I will surely die. Oh, Sakis, I will surely die." They say, "Listen, Sham, I will help you. You're lamenting and separation from Radha. But she's right here. She is Radhakund. Do puja. Do artik of Radhakund. Deepam. Agrabati, phool, flower and incense and ghee lamp. And if Radharani, as Radhakund, accepts your service, she's pleased, then surely Radharani will come. Surely Radharani will give her darshan." This was the advice of the Sakis, their shiksha. The Sakis gave shiksha to God, the Manjaris. He said, "All right." And he started doing puja. Then Radharani could understand, "Oh, Krishna's offering me some agarbati incense? Krishna's offering me some ghee lamp? Krishna's offering me some flour? Krishna's offering me some sweet?" Sometimes we get sweets we offer to Radhakund, to Radharani. "I feel very happy. Why should I have this man? Why should I have this unfavorable, contrary, sulky mood of pouting? I should be submissive and cooperative with Krishna. I should meet him. I should go to him. Run to him." But Jatila is blocking the door. "No, you can't go. Where are you going?" "So I must find a way." Then Purnamasi arranges a way. "Jatila, oh, my mother-in-law." Radharani, she goes, she hears this cuckoo in the evening time. "Jatila, did you hear that? It's so sweet, it's so special. I never heard a quail like that. I never heard a cuckoo like that. Where is it coming from?" And Krishila says, oh, it's coming from that forest there, northeast of here. I don't know. That's some lonely forest. Oh, mother-in-law. May all the Sakis and I, we go together, may we go and hear that special. Well, it's a little late, but it's summertime. Anyway, it's late. Anyway, you go and come back very fast. You go and you find out. So then they left. And when they went there, who was that? Who was in that forest? Krishna Kaniya. And he was the one making that sound of that very special Vishesh Tota. That parrot. I mean, that the coil. Not Tota, the coil. The, whatever you call it. What do you call coil? Cuckoo. And then there was Milan. And Radharani gave up Raman and had Krishna Milan. So this is possible. So his desire was, I did Bhisham Panchaka. This is what I want. I want Mrityuicha. So he's lying on the bed of arrows in Kurukshetra, waiting. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I have this boon. Bhagavan gave it to me. I will stay here and lie in this bed of arrows and maintain my Pancha Prana in this body until I see Krishna. So if he, when he did Bhisham Panchaka Vrata, if he said, my desire is to see you, that would be very difficult for Krishna to give. He does not give that so easy. So then Bhisham is very clever. So he says, I want this. So by attaining this desire, his real desire was not to die when he wanted to, but to see Krishna when he died. So then Krishna came to his bedside, gave darshan. Arjun was there giving water with his arrow in the ground. The Ganga came and Pandavas and everyone was there honoring him. And the Kinnaras and Chanaras were showering flowers and because he's a Mahajan and everyone was honoring him. And he was speaking so much. Dharma. But he was not satisfied. What is the point of all this? If I can't see God, if I can't see my beloved Lord, then Krishna came. So this is Bhisham Panchaka Brat. It is a Brat performed to have darshan of Krishna. This is our Icha. Everyone will die. That is destined. But we should see God before we die. This heart, in this heart and with this consciousness, we can see God. No other life form can we see God but this one. So this is the purpose. Why are you doing Bhisham Panchaka? Because I want to see God. I want to see Radha. Radha Darshan. Darshane Prabhav. Jagat Tarila. Darshane Prabhav Jagat Tarila. This is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The power and effect of having darshan of Radharani or Mahaprabhu or Krishna. Who is Mahaprabhu? Radharani, Krishna. Is Jagat Nistar. You get free. Taranila, Tarila, Tarila. You get free from birth and death. Seeing God. Seeing God with eye of devotion. Seeing God with a heart of submission. Then you get free. Many people see God. Many people saw God on the battlefield. They didn't go to Vaikuntha. But they did not have a heart of devotion. But the devotee's heart is devotional heart. Bhakta's heart. He wants to see his beloved, not his enemy. The demons in the opposing party in the battlefield, they're seeing, you're my hated enemy. I want to kill you. Arjuna, I want to kill you. You're the anti-party. And who is this stupid chariot driver? Who is this black Sarathi? I'll kill him also. That black Sarathi was Krishna driving Arjuna's chariot. Krishna was, they wanted to kill him. But can Krishna be killed? No. Can Krishna's devotee be killed? No. This was his pratigya. This was his Kunti pratigya. Pratigya. He promised Queen Kunti, she met with her dear Krishna and said, "My dear, please give, promise me that my sons will return." And Krishna said, "Bhavatu." He kept his promise, unlike many of us. He kept his promise. So this is the purpose of being, torture yourself. Is it worth it?
Yes.
It's worth it. No pain, no gain. All gain and no loss. This is bhakti, bhakti bhajan. Some pain, but all gain. Actually, no pain. Because it is painful to lose the ego. It is painful to lose the concept that I am God. Hegel, the German philosopher, said you have to die to live. So dying is painful. You have to die to live. Not mortal death, physical death, ego death, controller death. I am the controller, it has to die. I am the master, it has to die to live in the true concept, the spiritual concept, the Krishna conception. I am master, kill that concept and live in the new concept. Die to live. Kill that concept, I am the master. Then live in the true concept of I am the servant. Krishna Nityadas. Jivara Swarupaya, Krishna Nityadas. What is the Swarup? What is the essential form and characteristics and lakshana of the Jivatma, the Chit Kana, the spark of life, which we are? We're consciousness, we're a living entity, Jivatma. The nature is Jivara Swarupaya, Krishna Nityadas, Das, Anudas. Eternal servants. So all these great souls perform this bratta. It's given directly by Krishna. This is Krishna's bratta. Harivasara is Krishna's bratta. Kartik is Radha's bratta. Or Jayashri Radha, Kartiki Devi ki?
Jai.
If one follows this Bijna Panchaka, he can attain results of fasting for a whole year on all the auspicious days. If you fast for the 24 Ekadasis, and the Janma Utsavas and this and that for 1 year, which is, you get the whole benefit from fasting for these 5 days. 5 days gives you, five days of fasting gives you 1 year of fasting. It's described in Uttarakhanda of Padma Puran by Suta Goswami. And eat, how to do it, eat only fruits and roots, and we know about all that. And here, another place, it says about 1 year. Of course, that will include this also. But this is a notation. It says that by fasting, this is what I've generally heard, by doing these five-day fasts as we're doing, one receives the benefit of fasting for the whole Chaturmasya. Haribol. This is very much propagated by Pujyapad Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He emphasized this particular point of Shastra because he's busy traveling around the world preaching and helping everyone and spreading Krishna consciousness. So he does the mild, regular Chaturmasya fast, I assume. Obviously, no spinach and yogurt and milk and these things, urdal. But then he encourages people, please everyone come to Navadvip, Mayapur, and observe Bijna Panchaka. The last 2 or 3 years he's been encouraging this. And he says this, you get the benefit of whole Chaturmasya. Because we're businessmen, and we're busy, and we're grihasthas, and fasting, spinach, even that we forget sometimes, and drink some milk during a milk fast, or we forget sometimes, eat yogurt during yogurt fast, and we forget sometimes, and pop in a kachori. So that's the boons, and then the introduction. It's a 5-day fast. And one can, Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says that one can attain Shuddha Bhakti, Krishna Shuddha Bhakti, by following this in Vrindavan. Or you can attain, by following Bijna Panchak, one can attain Krishna Shuddha Krishna Bhakti. If one follows Bijna Panchaka in Vrindavan, one can fulfill all his desires and easily attain pure bhakti to Krishna. Should bathe in silence. Mahajan Brahmachari Pitamaha Bhishma Deva Ki. So this is the basic idea here, that it's very wonderful. You get the benefit of full Chaturmasya and all the fast days. That's 4 months a year. But not only do you get the benefit of observing Chaturmasya, but in addition, the other 8 months, all the auspicious fast days, Janmotsavs, and Ekadasi, Dwadasi, Bratas, you get all of that lump thrown into free extra flyer miles. So that's a great extra boon and benediction. So he's a great Mahajan, great spiritual teacher, and a great well-wisher. And every day when we offer, when we take bath, we offer some tarpon water facing north, and we offer it to Bhishma Dev. And we pray, we start every day, we pray mentally or whatever, that, oh Bhishma Dev, you're a descendant of Santanu, and I'm performing this early morning snan during your fast, and I'm trying to follow in your footsteps to observe this Bhishma Panchaka Brat. And please be happy and satisfied with my attempt, giving the strength to do it. And as I said earlier, that the strength to perform any brata comes from the Vaishnavas. So we especially, in Rag Marg, we remember the Sadgoswamis, because they are the teachers of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. And the best way to do that is to recall the prayer of Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya, one verse from this prayer. And he says, Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasarga. This is, so we say that I offer my respectful obeisances. I'm offering this water and tarpan to Bhishma Dev. He comes from Vyagra Pada Gotra, and Sanskrit Pravar. I offer respectful obeisances to Bhishma, incarnation of the Vasus, the son of Santanu, a lifelong celibate. Worship Bhishma and pray for his mercy to complete the vow. So we chant this prayer, of course, to Bhishma, but on a daily basis to remove the vignan, or obstacles, to bhakti, the manakvik shape. Manakvik shape means the distractions in the mind and the obstacles that our own bodies and minds produce to inhibit our progress and to block our practices of hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna. Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath, Echai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan, Yohoite Bignanash Abhishtapuran, Yohoite Vigna Nash. Generally, people who are on the karma marg, they're on the path of sense gratification, material fulfillment. They worship Ganapati Bhagavan. He's an expansion of Vishnu, Ganapati. And they say, Vigna Vinashanam Ganapati, Siddhi Vinayak Ganapati. They worship Ganapati, Ganesh. But we're not upasanas or deva upasanas or karma worshippers. We're Vishnu upasanas. We worship Vishnu and Krishna. So we don't really, if we have money or no money or whatever we have, it doesn't matter. We just want Krishna's seva, Krishna's remembrance, Krishna's mercy, Krishna's association. So we have our vigna, but they're called, what is it called? Sri Sri Sanatan, but Echai Gosai Kuri Chananamadan Yohoite Vigna Nash Avishtapran. Our vigna is just some impediment to our bhakti, some blockage, some lethargy, some laziness, some doubt, some confusion, some misconception, some lassitude, and some ignorance. If we remove that, then my Abhishta means my deep heartfelt desire. In my heart of hearts, I actually believe in God. my heart of hearts, I feel that I'm part of that divine existence, that divine personality. In my heart of hearts, I feel I have some relationship. God is my father, and I am his son. God is my dearmost friend, and I am his friend. God is my intimate, confidential lover, and I am his infinite, confidential lover. These moods can be there in the core of one's heart, directed towards God. So then to uncover those inherent and primordial urges of the Atma, then we need some boost, we need some help. This is our Abhishta, Puran. Puran means fulfillment, completion, satisfaction. So then these great well-wishers and Mahajans of Shuddha Bhakti, they are there to help us and destroy Nash. Vigna, Nash. Remembrance of them, simply remembering them will destroy our Vigna. So Bhishmadev, we pray to him, we pray to Sadhu Goswamis. One point I wanted to make before concluding the discussion about Bhishma was that we have to examine what he represents, who he is and what he represents. He represents a very important power, the power of sense control, the power of celibacy. The main binding factor for the living entity, whether he's animal or human or bird or whatever, in this material world, what binds one the most is not food. No one is that bound by food and attached to food. No one is that bound and that attached to sleeping. But everyone is completely bound and completely attached to Maitun, sex life. This is the basis of birth and death. Once Prabhupada, he was speaking, our Gurudev was speaking, and he said that 50% of spiritual advancement or perfection, we can realize God 50%, like half, simply by being celibate, by brahmacharya, no sex. Then the devotee said, okay, well, maybe we can think about that and try somehow for that by your mercy. But what's the other 50%? And Prabhupada smiled and said, chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasad. Harivo. So chanting is not so difficult. Honoring prasad or eating itself, we're very expert at eating. So modify our eating to make it only Krishna prasad, pure vegetarian foodstuffs offered to Krishna, sattvic, ahara. So that is our eating. And then chanting, some little difficulty, not so much. But this brahmacharya, this is difficult. It is most difficult. It is the most difficult thing. Great rishis, great sages, great tapasvis, fasting for thousands of years, even they fell prey to this urge, this itch. Shobari Rishi, he had the power to live under the water. He could live under the Yamuna without food or clothing or anything. I guess he had water. Can't say live without water. He was living in the water. I assume he was drinking it. It's not said. But he's not eating any food or having any. No, there's no shopping malls under there and no internet connection. And no Google and all these things. It's amazing how he lived. I don't know. But somehow he is performing this Mahatapasya, living under the Yamuna. And even he, after so many hundreds and thousands of years, he became disturbed by sex life. And he fell down. So it's not by yoga, not by tapasya, not by personal endeavor or sense control. It's only by mercy. So therefore, when we come across a personality, one of these great personalities of the Vedic history, you can say Indian history, Mahabharata, Grandfather Bhishma Pitamaha, we see what is his speciality. There are many great heroes, the Panch Pandavas, and they had so many sterling devotional qualities and complete dedication and surrender to God, to Krishna. They were his parishads and pure devotees. They went through hell. Kunti suffered like anything. Draupadi suffered like anything. Arjuna suffered like anything. His son was murdered. mercilessly, Abhimanyu. So they all suffered so much. Why? They're God's devotees. They're Krishna's pure devotees. And they suffered to teach, to show the depth, show the depth of pure bhakti. They never gave up loving Krishna. They never blamed Krishna. They thought this is all Krishna's mercy. To intensify our attachment, to deepen our loving relationship with Him. He's testing us. We don't care. So this is interesting arrangement that they're teaching the Pandavas. Now Bhishma's teaching is his virility, his virarasa. And this will be told in Bhagavatam. I have some more to say from Bhagavatam. Because we've been observing this Bhishma Panchaka for 25 years. We started in 1987. And so it's nice. I never really presented the class in this particular way. But Bhishma Dev inspired me. So I'm seeing that the speciality, which is beneficial for all of us, is his particular point. He was a lifelong brahmachari. In lieu of what I've just said, that if one can maintain brahmacharya and celibacy, he can be 50% successful going and seeing God and going to the spiritual world. That's the platform of perfection. It's difficult. It's difficult, it's desirable, it's a must. If not now, later. If not later, next later. Next later is next life. It must happen. Otherwise, no perfection. Yan maitanadi grihamedi sukham hi tucham. This is Pum Shastri Matuni Bhavami Tam Tayuramita Ridya Grantamahu. This is in Bhagavatam. Pumsastriya Matuni. This man-woman combination, Mitun, is a cause of eternal bondage. It ties the hearts, ties the heart of the man to the woman to the man, and ties both hearts to the samsara. The wheel moves on an axle. The wheel is birth and death. The axle is man and woman. Take away man and woman, take away samsara. Take away the connection of man and woman, there's no more samsara. Celibate men get liberated. Celibate women get liberated. We don't have that quality. We are weak. We are very fallen. But we meet this person, and we're going to remember this person for 5 days deeply. Oh, Bhishma, please help me. Oh, Bhishma, please be happy with me, because you're a Mahajan, you're a spiritual teacher, you're an ambassador to God. You can speak to God, you can see God. Narada Muni speaks to God, he sees God. Prahlad sees God, he speaks to God. Janaka speaks to God, he sees God. Swami Bhuvamana speaks to God, he sees God. Yamaraj speaks to God, he sees God. Shukadeva Goswami speaks to God. These are all the Mahajans. This is Mahajan. And Bhishma is a Mahajan. And these are the days to please Bhishma, to pray to Bhishma, to remember Bhishma. What do we remember about him? What do we pray to him? Oh, please make these 5 days pass really fast. Please, oh Bhishma, please take away my stomach ache. Oh Bhishma, please take away my headache. Oh Bhishma, please take away my intense greed for food. Now I realize how greedy I am for food. Please take away my intense attachment to food. I'm so attached to food. I think life is food. This is the lowest conception of Godhead. Anamaya Kosh. Anamaya Kosh. God is food. I'll die if I don't eat. Have you ever heard anyone say that? That means food is life. Food is life. Food is God. No food, no life, no life, no God. I'm dead. Anamaya Kosha, the conception that God is food. This is the dog's conception. So then we pray, we can pray to Bhishma, please take away my attachment to food. No. This is wrong prayer. All of these are wrong prayers. Examples of wrong prayers. Right prayers. Please bless me. If I go to Bill Gates and ask for money, he can give it. He has it. If I go to someone who has bhakti and I surrender and I beg him and I promise to dedicate my service to him or her, whoever it is, they can give me bhakti because they have it. I don't have it. We can go to Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada. And we can give our whole lives there at his feet and surrender to him and serve him day and night, 24 hours a day, remembering him, praying to him, serving him, glorifying him, spreading his teachings, selling his books. I say, Gurudev, I have one request. You have something I want. I want your 5 arrows. Krishna met Duryodhana and asked for 5 arrows to save the fund of Arjuna, I believe. Arjuna? Is it right? To save Arjuna. Excuse me? Bhishma had the 5 arrows. That's nice. So Krishna begged Bhishma for those 5 arrows which he took as Sankalpa to kill Arjuna. And Krishna said, no. This is not possible. My devotee never perishes. Now, what is this, Bhishma? Listen, excuse me, Bhishma, I have one request. 5 arrows. So what is our request? Our request is, if you have something, you have bhakti, then I can beg you to please give me bhakti. And I can say, maybe, I don't know. Why should I give it to you? Who are you? What is your adhikar? What is your qualification? Well, what have you done for me? Why should I? What have you done for me? What have you given me? Why should you give me something? I'll give you something. That's what Krishna says. I'm not saying anything more than Krishna. Guru is Krishna. Krishna is Guru. Acharya Mam Vijaniyan. Krishna says, you give me, I'll give you. That's how God plays it. Hey, give me this bhakti, man. Give it to me, man. Bhakti. Here's pranami. Give it to me. Yetamam prapadyante. Tamsa taiva bhajamyaham. Mama vart manavartante manasha parta sarvasha. You give me, I give you. You surrender unto me. You don't surrender. Nothing. It's all in your mind. It's all imagination, kalpana. I have guru. I'm initiated. It's all kalpana. It's imagination. If you don't surrender, you don't have anything. You have your imagination, your imaginative devotional life. If there's no sharanagati, there's no bhakti. So this is the point. If someone has something, you can beg them for that and somehow satisfy them, and they may give it to you. It may be money. It may be bhakti. So what does Bhishma have? He has a great power, a most desirable power, a most necessary power. The power of sense control. What sense? The genital. The genital is the most difficult sense to control. Everyone knows it. So therefore, you are nashtik brahmachari, lifelong brahmachari. No hanky, no panky. No hanky panky. No fall down. No discretion. You walk your talk. You have the power of brahmacharya. You are world famous for thousands of years as the lifelong celibate kshatriya. He's the most powerful kshatriya, full strength, full power and potency to have 500 women, queens. That's some impotent Kali Yuga who can't even maintain one woman. He's a powerful king, a Maha Atirati. He could fight 10,000 elephants, and he has no power. He could fight 10,000 elephants with bare hands. Maha Atirati, something like this. And he said, Father, for your service, I'll be celibate.